From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Patrick Mahomes is ready to change some aspects of the Chiefs' offense, and the coaching staff is fully behind him. Welcome back to Locked On Chiefs. I'm Ryan Tracy, the founder of Rogue Analytics, as well as your host at RGR Football on YouTube, longtime strength and conditioning coach and exercise physiologist as well. If you're new to the show, welcome. We've been getting a lot of new folks, and just want to say that right now, we're glad you're here. There's a lot going on. We're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes and what he's ready to do with the offense this season here coming up later in the show, but I want to start today because there's a little bit of news that is hits closer to home than you would have liked. The COVID-19 virus is definitely something that clearly has a lot of folks concerned about the NFL season, but now it's starting to get to the point where it's hitting a little bit closer. And this is why Paul Sheehy of Pro Stars Agency out in Colorado, close to where I'm at, is hospitalized right now on a ventilator, unfortunately. And while thoughts are with him, it rings true that it's starting to get to the point where space has not been enough, where we're seeing more and more people in the NFL start to get exposed and contract COVID-19. Now, this is an extreme case, and we hope that Paul pulls through. The reason that it connects to the Chiefs is because of his connections to the Chiefs. He represents both the Colquitt brothers and people like Louis Riddick as well, but specifically, he represents Coach Dave Tobe. And that is a relationship that has a lot of ebb and flow. You work with your agent in order to make adjustments to your contract, know where you're going. And in the end, especially for the coaching side of agent representation, you end up becoming friends because you're seen as a business partner really through the evolution of your career. And certainly, Brock Olivo is a current client of ProStar as well, and he's actually with the Bears at this point. But you can see how, despite changing franchises and locations, the relationship with your agent continues. And that's something that we don't know when there was any contact between Sheehy and Dave Tobe, anything recent or anything like that. But this is a very recent development within the last 8 days, according to reports, that she has come down with the virus and it has progressed to a significant level. And that's just another stark reminder of how important prevention is for this particular virus, this particular season. There is a lot going on with how the league is dealing with it, how the NFLPA is dealing with it. We're going to talk about that in the third segment, but it all comes down to being safe, being proactive in still trying to move forward with the season in some way, form, or fashion, even if it happens to be delayed and we don't know anything about that yet, but there is a lot of talk around the league about a possible delay. That doesn't put the kibosh on a season, but it may make things more easily defendable in terms of keeping the virus at bay and getting inside of team facilities and wreaking havoc. So when we get back, we're going to talk about Patrick and a couple of bits that have come out in the media lately that give us an idea of not just how he's taking care of himself, but what he's looking to accomplish. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the evolution of this offense and how Kansas City is going to make a run to try and repeat as Super Bowl champions. In fact, the mothership BJ Kissel just did a podcast on it this week. And you've heard me talk specifically that there are even times that Patrick admitted after the Super Bowl that he still had trouble reading defenses as late as 2018. There are a lot of wrinkles that go into playing the position, and it's always an evolution. As great as Patrick Mahomes is, he's not done. He's got room to improve, and there are a number of ways that you can do that. Certainly a lot is trying to decipher what a defense is giving you. Another is being able to be efficient with what you're trying to do and not pushing the envelope at every opportunity just because you can. And we got a clip from Jesse Palmer, who has some information on the inside from some of the coaching staff about some of the details that are going into how Patrick is actually going about preparing for doing something different in 2020 than he was able to do in 2019. And there's a lot of wrinkles to it. Let's have a listen.
It's been an interesting offseason for the Kansas City Chiefs, Andrew, with all the continuity they have, with all the coaches coming back, with pretty much the entire offense coming back. They have been extremely aggressive about how they want to adapt and evolve moving forward. They scored 114 fewer points last year than they did 2 years ago when Patrick Mahomes won MVP. That's for a couple of reasons. One, Mahomes played a lot of the season hurt. Tyreek Hill was hurt. They had injuries on the offensive line, but also because teams were taking away what they do best. There was a book now on Mahomes, and they had to adjust on the fly. A lot of coverages were coming at him. If you talk to people in Kansas City, that teams just didn't do. They were playing uncharacteristic football against Mahomes, stuff they didn't put on film, and then did it against Mahomes, playing deeper coverage. He said he scrambled around too much, trying to make the big plays when he could have taken the shorter throw underneath. That's one of the adjustments he wants to make. The other aspect of this is, Andrew, they want to find ways to now make their adjustments, and that's what they're doing. And it's not just how they've gone about changing in these virtual meetings. They've been sending things, I'm told, to Mahomes privately. Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, Mike Kafka, the quarterback coach, all of them with different ideas, sending them to Mahomes this whole offseason saying, what if we did this off of this? What if we changed that and found different ways to combat the way these defenses are playing them? They've been very aggressive. They're one of the last teams to break their virtual meetings, Andrew. They've been working very hard about how they're going to adjust to the way defenses adjusted to Patrick Mahomes this past year.
Uncharacteristic coverages. That's the key term that sticks out to me. And clearly we saw a lot of that, particularly in the postseason, but really from about the midpoint on, once Patrick returned from the knee injury, I thought we saw that of new things from new teams. And it certainly makes sense when you're trying to throw off somebody that has the ability to throw past most coverages. It's about deception. It's about trying to keep everything in front of them. And I agree that that is what I had predicted last season. I predicted even more. I think cover four, cover six, deep coverages are going to be concepts that teams have to go to in order to try to combat Patrick. So what does that do? I'm very pleasantly surprised a little bit, to tell you the truth, for a gunslinger like Patrick Mahomes to come back and be that cognizant of trying to pull it back down, trying to take underneath things, because when they play four deep or two high safeties over the top of even man coverage, you're giving the offense opportunities underneath coverages that allow them to get the ball in the hands of guys that not only have speed like Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman, but have the ability to run through tackles like Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins, and have the ability to have mismatches. Particularly, Damian Williams and Clyde Edwards-Helaire are going to be two guys that get a lot of mismatches. And so when you talk about getting everyone back, as we heard in that clip as well, it's about the maturation of Patrick Mahomes, understanding, being able to cue in off of film review so that you can tell when they're going to play those deeper coverage. It's not something teams do constantly. And I will have a film review over on RGR Football that shows some of this about what those coverages end up looking like. And if there are cues that Patrick can take, when that happens, there are going to be a number of factors that go into it. Yes, setting protection is definitely part of the issue that Patrick Mahomes has to get better at. Anticipating blitz, anticipating alignments, who's coming when. When you play, especially 4 deep, but even 3 deep, when you have deeper coverages, it takes away a lot of the routes that Patrick wants to hit and therefore makes him have to rethink, drop to his second, third, sometimes fourth in a progression, and that buys the pass rush time. So setting that protection first is going to be key for Patrick Mahomes in 2020. If he can get better at that, more efficient at understanding where pressure is going to come from, I think that's going to help him drastically. There are a number of players that are going to help him as well. If he can train himself to take the underneath, to take things where he doesn't have to push downfield at all times, there are a number of players that's going to help. And there's some newbies. Obviously, Travis Kelce is a guy that runs a lot of under routes, can run the drags, the little outs. I expect to see that more so, with the idea that a little pump fake off of that is another wrinkle you can always add in that allows Travis to get vertical off of a shown drag between, say, two hook defenders and bam, get upfield right down the middle. It's between the hashes. I've been saying this all offseason, but I want to really emphasize this. As Patrick is starting to take wrinkles about deep coverages, it's not only the underneath, but it is, especially if they're split safeties high, it's about the corridor between the hashes. That's where the Chiefs can really make more yardage in 2020. Now, the point differential, I think, comes from a combination of things. As long as you're getting wins, I'm not terribly worried about that. Would we love to see Patrick go for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards again? Sure. Yeah, that'd be great and entertaining. I think it's even in the cards, especially when you talk about what we heard in that clip about all the coaches having suggestions, a lot of input into Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback about how to take advantage. Taking advantage is going to be the key. And if he can get there, it's not just Travis Kelce that can reap the rewards. I think, as you've heard me talk about before, I think Mecole Hardman is in for an opportune season. And if he can get his sight adjustments down and be able to take advantage of what he's getting more often, that's really going to help him. The other two guys that I think are going to be new wrinkles, I'm going to talk about when we get back from this break, and then we have to cover some of the other news that is going to affect what happens as we get ready for training camp, which is now less than a month away. As we dig into the two long shots that I think have an opportunity to really step forward, and it goes back again to that clip that we heard in the last segment about getting creative, about expanding the offense in new directions, and that's what's key to me. That stands out to not just simply running flares and wheels with the running backs. The ability that Clyde Edwards-Helaire brings to this offense is, again, like arrow routes he ran in college, there are a number of wrinkles that I think he can take, and Andy Reid can use him particularly. Damian Williams as well, but I think Damian's going to be a little bit more the traditional route running from the running back spot. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a guy that can get between the hashes and make a lot of things happen, along with my guy, John Lovett. You've heard me talk about him in the past, and I want to put it this way, because what Andy does is take a solid concept and expand it, customize it to not only him and Patrick, but to the rest of his offense. That's what Andy Reid is a genius about. And I think after watching Kyle Juszczyk go through doing all that film study for the Super Bowl on both him and Kittle, and the number of redirection routes that they run, not only behind the line of scrimmage when they're talking about some interesting blocking patterns, but specifically in the passing game. Those pivot routes that Juszczyk can accelerate out of are used to such good effect by Kyle Shanahan, I can't imagine that Andy Reid can't expand upon that and customize that to his personnel, not just Edwards-Helaire, but John Lovett as well, because when you look at the athletic profile, John Lovett is Kyle Juszczyk. They are nearly identical in every measurable athletic test. So it comes down to experience. Now, Juszczyk has played his position for quite a long time. He is an elderly veteran at this point. Sorry, Kyle, I didn't mean to call you old, but Lovett is a former quarterback, and I think that gives him a leg up in making that adjustment. So this just goes to further my theory that for Andy Reid, John Lovett has the potential to be an X factor, especially if the Chiefs get what Patrick is clearly preparing for in a lot of over-the-top deep coverages, 3-4 defenders placed beyond the 15-yard mark. That is significant for the opportunity to get mismatches on linebackers and for some of the guys that are a little bit bigger, like Lovett, to get some opportunities against strong safeties that I think are going to allow him to run away from people, same as Clyde Edwards-Helaire, same as Mecole Hardman, same as Travis Kelce. I'm very excited about this. This is a bit of a confirmation, knowing that the staff is looking at how to evolve the offense from what was deep all the time, four verts, which certainly will be a large aspect of this going forward still, because at the end of the day, the Chiefs have the ability to run through coverage for a lot of teams. But that's not it. They have to be prepared and they have to get into camp. And the other interesting thing, I want to go back to what we talked about at the start of the show about the concern about the virus. And in order to get to all those wrinkles that we just talked about, they have to be able to practice. It's one thing for Andy to draw it up, and clearly he and Patrick have a relationship that allows them to kind of vibe, not formally, but in a way that is give and take. And I think that's great. But overall, the league itself needs practice time. And quite frankly, those pass catchers are going to need practice time. And that's why this development late that I just got here within the last few minutes is a report that the NFLPA has updated their advice to player agents in order to educate the players, those agents' clients. And they put out a release specifically mentioning that they are concerned about the state of the NFL in preparing for this season, and that they are emphasizing all of the CDC's guidelines for contact and workplace environments in order to try and keep those players safe. Now, that is a tall order, especially in what is, at the end of the day, a fairly small community. It's difficult. Obviously, the NFL has the advantage in that they have medical experts, they have athletic trainers that are on staff and always around the athletes, but it definitely is changing things and how they're getting ready for it. And what the NFLPA has asked is that not only sharing the CDC's guidelines so that the players themselves are aware, not just the teams that then will obviously hand down the same guidance to the players, but before they even get there, the NFLPA has asked the agents to share that information and get it all confirmed with some feedback by mid-July, because they want to engage the player base, what they call their clients, in conversation prior to reporting for camp, which is right now still slated for the end of July. They want them to contact their personal physicians. I can't say that that's a bad idea. Obviously, a hospital is not some place that you want to just walk into willy-nilly, but if you have a personal physician, a family physician, players are well advised to go check in with them. See what their baseline is. See how healthy they are at this point, especially if they live in areas that are virus hotbeds right now. We've seen the last 2 weeks a lot of increase, record numbers of hospitalizations, which is the scary part. And again, takes us back to Paul Sheehy. We talked at the top of the show. Our thoughts are with him, a guy that's been very open to me in the last couple of years as well. And I appreciate that, and ProStar themselves. But this comes back to having all the information you can before you try to come to camp. I don't know if this changes anything in terms of what the league is going to do. I feel like the league is going to push for this camp to open, period, whether there are heightened concerns or not. But for a player who is looking at an environment that has some risk of infection, and everything will, because there are more than one person breathing in a room, and that's basically any respiratory virus, that's the criteria. When they can get a baseline beforehand and make sure that they don't have anything else going on before they report, it allows them to come into that environment in a much better space and prepared for what they might have to deal with should something be exposed. And that's only good common sense. Does that mean that the league is definitely going to start games on time? They've already canceled the Hall of Fame weekend. I'm not sure. I think this is still very, very much a fluid situation that we won't have an answer for until it comes down and teams start opening up. It's going to be about the NFLPA in looking out for their players and advisories, whether traveling to camp is advised or not. A lot of what happens in the next 10 days in terms of cases across the country is going to play an aspect of what the NFLPA wants to suggest to its constituents, its players, and what ends up happening. It's still an outside possibility. We've heard from multiple sources inside the league that there are discussions that this may have to be delayed. We might have a shortened season for 2020. We have no confirmation of that whatsoever, but just the fact that we're hearing more speculation about it from people that have contacts within the league, I think that's something that we have to start preparing for. So that's where we'll leave it today. That's all the information that I have up to the minute about the league, the virus, as well as these changes that are coming for Patrick Mahomes. I'm very excited about that part. I hope you guys are too. Make sure you check out the rest of the week. Chris will be back here very soon, and we have some great things coming, including a check-in on all the other AFC West teams coming in a week or two, where I got to talk to all the other hosts and dig deep as to who's gunning for the Chiefs in what way. It's definitely something that's a common thread across the league and definitely in this division. So hope you guys have a great day today. Thanks for checking this one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Ryan Tracy is the founder of Rogue Analytics and the host of RGR Football on YouTube. Follow him there. Chris Clark is a senior analyst at ChiefsDigest.com, where you can get his work. Rate and review at Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for listening.